The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends, to the Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in once again for John Stadtmuller on this Thursday. A quick check of what the markets ended up doing today. It was one of those weird days. Gold ended up the day up $4.40 at $417.40. Silver ended up 38 cents to the plus side at $6.96. Platinum was up $18 at $8.77. Palladium up $2 at $1.95. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 85 points, a little giddy on Wall Street. NASDAQ squeaked out half a point gain. Dollar was lower. Crude oil also ended up flat on the day. And a quick reminder, the next 2 hours brought to you by Republic Trading, your home of the noble metal. The toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. And we still have Swiss francs, Helvetias, 1/5 ounce. They are $1 more expensive than they were yesterday. Yesterday they were $87.40. Today they are $88.40. Coming up after the break, we will visit with a sponsor on the network, Don Wiskin, and his product, Cardivite. And coming up after that, Desi Andrews. We'll be back after these messages.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. One of the sponsors on the network, you've heard the commercial many times, is Cartavite. And joining us on air is Don Wiskin. To give us a little bit more information about Cartavite. How are you doing, Mr. Wiskin?
I'm doing very well, Robbie. Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. The first thing I will say that I haven't tried your product.
But I knew that.
And I will say this, though. After reading a few things on your site, there's no question I'm going to give it a shot. And I'm not just saying that because you're an advertiser. Because the one comment that you have here from a gentleman is exactly what I suffer from, and I haven't found anything yet that solved it. So I'm always willing to try something.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you're willing to try something, because you see, 5 years ago I set out to save the world, but it appears now that the world doesn't really want to be saved. So when someone like you makes a comment like that, I am very pleased that my work isn't in vain.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've tried all the conventional, standard medical solutions to the problem, and unfortunately they don't work because the medical system in this country has been compromised.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It all happened around 1960. But fortunately for us, the man who makes Cartavite for me, Sam Ibrahim, he got his training in Germany back in the 60s, where natural medicines are prescribed from the doctors And for the over 40% of the prescribed medicine is natural. They try the natural way first before they move to the allopathic.
Now, there in cordyvite, it's a mixture of a whole bunch of things.
Yes, it is. It's seven different herbs.
Of which I can tell you I use three of them just in my normal practice of cooking Cornish game hens.
Oh, yes. And what would that be? The garlic?
The garlic.
The cayenne.
The cayenne pepper. And there was something else there.
Well, I don't think you'd use valerian, hawthorn, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, or bilberry.
Oh, that's the other ones. I thought there was another herb mixed in there.
No, the cayenne and garlic, we both know, are very, very popular, and they've been around forever.
Well, 2 out of 10 ain't bad.
No, that's very, very good. It is amazing, though, how these seven herbs do work. On my website, theheartdrop.com, there is a half-hour show with Lou Chakowski on there, and he mentions how he's tried all of these herbs individually, and he never got the benefits that he got once he started taking Cardivite, where the entire mixture is.
Now, I've got to take you in a different direction, which is far removed from your product. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, please.
It seems as though there's been a concerted attack on people who are prescribing alternative medicines. And I believe that there's all kinds of nasty legislation coming down the pike to limit the people's ability to obviously seek out alternative forms of medicine.
Yeah, it's Codex, and Codex has been doing this for years. They've actually been successful in some countries, but after a couple of years of having Codex take over, they've had to retract everything because it doesn't work. Basically, it's the drug companies want to control all of the supplements and vitamins, and what they want to do is use their GMO foods to make these same supplements, but they don't care what the levels of those herbs or supplements are inside of there. They don't care if it doesn't work for you because they don't make any money unless you're taking their medicine every month.
Absolutely. I have friends within the industry, and I hear horror stories on a regular basis.
I've been answering this phone for 5 years doing this kind of a job, Robbie, and the people who call me with their own personal horror stories, we have people who are on 10 or 15 different medications when they start on Cardivite. They do not have to stop what they're doing. This is made to work with their medicine, and we actually encourage them to talk to their doctors. Some doctors are very aware of what natural medicines are all about, but like most of them, they didn't study it, so they don't really understand it unless they've been sick themselves and had to find something other than their own allopathic methods to overcome their own challenges.
Now, Cardivite, you mentioned there, which I found rather amusing just simply because of the story that's out today out of Canada, where they found that a certain medication that treats children's attention deficit disorder is actually killing the children, and subsequently Canada announced today it was pulling it. Some of the benefits of Cardivite you mention, is it an antidepressant?
No, the valerian may make you think that, but the valerian is actually in there to calm you while the other herbs go to work. There's not enough valerian in there to get the antidepressant benefits out of it. Everything is kind of mixed, and as the herbs are mixed together, like if you put two herbs together, you're changing the compounds, like garlic and cayenne. You'll be changing the compounds of what they do. And then when you add a third, you change the compounds again, and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh. Actually, you may have remembered Dick Quinn. He wrote the book Left for Dead.
Yes, sir.
He had his own cayenne capsules that allowed him to live another 18 years, and he would probably still be alive today if he had a paid more attention to his doctor and his medical facilities to help him to be aware of the problem that he had that came up on him. But he gave up on the medical system, which we should never do. I mean, those doctors are there for a reason. We need them. When I had my heart attack at 42 years old, they saved my life. And then afterwards, they did everything in their power to help me to understand how I was going to live with my debilitating disease.
You had a heart attack?
a massive myocardial infarct. I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and I had a 38% ejection fraction, which meant my heart's pumping ability was down to 38%. Dick Cheney runs about 45%.
What, if you don't mind me asking, but what does it feel like?
Well, let's just say I was a roofing contractor and I couldn't pick up a bundle of shingles. I was in the middle of restoring a 67 Mustang at the time, and I had to hire a young chap to sand the car down because I could not do that rotary motion and sand. I had no upper body strength whatsoever.
So it wasn't like someone hit you in the chest with a sledgehammer.
Well, when I had the heart attack, I didn't really know what happened to me. I felt uncomfortable. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand up. It was 10 to 4. I'll never forget this because at 10 to 4, this feeling passed over me and I felt uncomfortable. My wife came home at 20 to 5 from work, and I was on the floor in the living room. She woke me up and asked me what was going on, and I said, well, you know, I hadn't had any chest pain at that time. I said, I think I had a heart attack. We lived 5 minutes from the hospital. We decided that she was going to drive me. And the funny thing was, 4 months earlier, my brother had a heart attack, and his wife drove him to the hospital, and he died while she was parking the car. So as we turned the street on where the hospital was, that's when the chest pain started hitting me. And I prayed to God that, you know, I made it. She dropped me at the emergency. I walked in. I couldn't even sit down with the receptionist. I walked right through the double doors into the emergency room. I grabbed a lady who just happened to be a doctor. And to my luck, they had an empty bed in the heart section.
I've been through one of those scares before. It was all for nothing, but it was an amazing experience being wheeled into a nuclear facility and being injected. Well, I shan't go into that one.
No, I've been there. I've had the nuclear medicine and the MRI afterwards.
Yes, they turn you upside. They turn you upside down and inject you with funny stuff.
And everybody's wearing lead but you.
Yeah, I know. I felt really good about that. Cardivite comes in a liquid form and a capsule form?
Yeah, it was only ever in the liquid form for years. And then I encouraged Sam, the pharmacist who makes it for us, to make it into capsule form because there were so many people who could not get the smell of that high-potency garlic and cayenne past their nose and under their tongue. So the capsules came about in July of 2001, and you would not believe the success of those capsules. They have been tested for their frequencies to make sure that we have the highest amount of these herbs, the active ingredients in the herbs, like, for instance, the allicin, which is the active ingredient of garlic. We have 2%, which basically can be called 100% yield of garlic, of allicin in our garlic.
Well, as I said before, I'm certainly going to give it a try.
Yeah.
And I'll take the capsule form.
Yes, take it with food because within 15 minutes of taking the capsule, it dissolves in your stomach, and the cayenne and the garlic will upset you if you haven't taken it with food.
And judging by some of the comments of people that have taken it before, it's something that. That obviously you will feel the effects after an extended period of time?
That's the way I like to put it. You see, that's why we offer people a four-month trial to get them started. Usually within the first month, you may or may not notice something. Within the second month, you're starting to realize some of the benefits. By the third or fourth month, you're very willing to pick up the phone and reorder and stay on the product for a couple of years to allow these nutrients to get into your body to do the job that your body wants to do. It's just being starved from these nutrients that we're not putting in there.
Well, sure. I mean, I learned a lot of lessons about nutrients from the grandson of one Richard Burbank, and we could spend an hour on that. How can folks, they hear the commercials on the network? You want to give out a number where they can give you a call and place an order?
Sure, I'd love to. It's 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And people are standing by to take your call right now.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate that immensely. Stand by, my friends. Desi Andrews coming up for the remainder of the time we have, about an hour and a half, give or take. We'll be right back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Man, had to dig in the pile for this one. Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller. This is the Intel Report. And as usual, each and every Thursday, Desi Andrews joins us. Hi, Desi.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
What's new?
Oh, what is it?
I just got to throw this in. it's just come to my attention that those wonderful people, and it's amazing, on the very same day, that they have news reports that various government agencies got numerous warnings leading up to September 11th. Today, the House passed what is ultimately going to become their national ID card.
Well, you know, that's absolutely illegal.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked, I tell you.
Yes, I mean, and, you know, it won't stand up if anybody fights it. I was just reading a report today on the birth certificate from my good friend Joyce Rosenwald, and she talks about how they passed the Maternity Act in 1921 to register all the children so that we could become human resources. And the Maternity Act was challenged on several occasions, and it turns out that the Supreme Court did indeed bat it down. However, many of the clauses that were in the Maternity Act have that what tends to happen is when they pass one of these acts and then it's declared unconstitutional, a lot of the sentences just appear in different acts in different ways, and then, you know, nobody challenges that, so they kind of stay.
Right.
But the Maternity Act led to the licensing of everybody. And people begin to believe that you have to have, well, first of all, you have Social Security number so they can track the human resource. But people begin to believe that they have to be licensed for everything. When indeed, before 1921, all the births were just simply registered in a family Bible, and that made the child just as legitimate as if they had that birth certificate, only they didn't belong to the state then. So they just get people accustomed to all these licenses and registration, and the Supreme Court struck that down, the registration, they addressed it in several Supreme Court decisions. But it's what they said is the act is invalid because it assumes powers not granted to Congress and usurps the local police power, which it does. So all of these agencies that have been set up just simply pass their own rules and regulations sanctioned by Congress in order to just further enslave us. And people believe that it's the real deal.
Of course.
And it only applies, actually, normally when Congress passes a law, when it's a law of Congress, it only relates to Washington, D.C. and the enclaves there. But people begin to believe that it's valid everywhere, so they run down and get their national ID.
Well, this is going to work. I mean, I've seen it so many times before, but this is how this National ID Act is going to work as far as I know. It's a federal mandate, which obviously it is now up to the states in order to pick it up. But whenever you get mandates coming down from Washington, they usually put a little a rider on it that's saying, look, you don't have to agree with us and you don't have to pass it in your state, but if you don't do it, there's certain funds you're not going to get. In other words, Washington always blackmails states into accepting whatever they pass.
That's exactly what this article went on to say, that in order to get funding, the states have to yield their power that's from the 10th Amendment, where it says that, you know, anything not granted retains its character in the states. And that's exactly what it does. It has to give up its share of appropriations if it doesn't yield to whatever the Congress says. And, you know, if the states had any taxing power of their own, they wouldn't care. They'd just keep their funds and tell the feds to go sit on a tack. But since the states are all subdivisions of the Fed and they give everything that's collected to the Fed and then they beg for anything back, and unfortunately anything that they give to the feds goes someplace else because the Fed borrows every single dime that it spends into existence. It borrows it, every dime.
Oh.
So when people think they're sending money to Washington to pay taxes or pay for roads or schools or whatever, they're absolutely wrong. It's right on the Treasury's home webpage that is the debt management, the Office of Debt Management, and it says we borrow everything that's spent by Congress into existence.
Well.
So, you know, people can believe what they want to believe, and they can believe everything applies to them, but, you know, common sense is what applies, and we shouldn't be numbered. And you're from what part of Africa?
Well, it used to be called Rhodesia. It's now called Zimbabwe.
So you were from Cecil Rhodes.
Yeah, so I apologize profusely.
Oh, you should.
For the founder of my country.
Oh, you know, he PBS did a 4-part series on him several years ago, and it was so gruesome I couldn't watch it. He was just one bad, evil dude.
Well, he was a product of he was a puppet of the Rothschilds. And he had a vision that we are dealing with today.
It's exactly what we're dealing with today. I lay all of this at the feet of Rhodesia. I mean, of Rhodes and Oppenheimer and the other dude.
Desi Andrews with us. We'll take a short break and be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver products on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flus, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee you. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back. Desi Andrews with us, talking about, it's tough when you're the founder of your country, when you're brought up being taught history, and all of a sudden, decades later, you suddenly realize that the founder was a worthless piece of you-know-what.
Well, that's like our great emancipator, Honest Abe, who is one of the most corrupt dudes that ever happened down the pike. You know, we're all fed in all countries. We're fed the propaganda that our country wants us to hear. When I lived in Europe, I knew exactly what was going on in the United States because they don't have an axe to grind. They report the real news.
Right.
And it's that way when you live outside any country. The government has, where you live, has no vested interest to whitewash another country's wrongdoings.
Well, I was on a search. I didn't know I was on a search, but ultimately I was on the search to find out the reason why I lost a country, because it never made any sense to me. And one of the things that was the toughest to find out when I started this quest, and this goes back into the late 80s, early 90s, was finding out the real story about Cecil John Rhodes. And the connections at the time were amazing. because obviously I was turned on to a book, and the name escapes me now. It was one of Bill Clinton's mentors when he was at college.
Oh, Tragedy and Hope.
Tragedy and Hope.
Right.
And that was a light bulb for me, because it helped me connect so many things and explain so many things and who these people were in the United States called the Council on Foreign Relations. Because the Council on Foreign Relations ultimately was an offshoot from Cecil John Rhodes's Round Table and his vision, which was obviously the one world order, the globalization, whatever you want to call
domination
it.
Domination by the big dudes.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And it's all the same players, and it's the same philosophy, and it's just simply history repeating himself. As a matter of fact, one of the most amazing things I found out is that Rhodes's vision of planting the Union Jack from Cairo to Cape Town, which was the globalization, imperialism that he envisioned, all the prospective countries that he wanted to take over, he painted in red, pretty much like the Republicans did on the map.
Like the map of the United States, huh?
There you go.
Huh. And he wanted them all, didn't he?
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, he wanted to come back to America and kick the butts of those uppity Brits who had the temerity to declare independence from the Queen and the King.
No, we can't have that. I find the histories of a number of countries really, really interesting, and we in America are not very educated, and we don't really understand that other countries have histories. So it's amazing that wherever I've traveled outside the United States, they almost knew more history about the United States than I did. Not now, but then. And for instance, there was this bar where we went every Friday night, and and it was half German, half American, and we'd name the states, and then we'd name the state capitals, and the Germans knew them all, and the Americans had trouble. So, you know, it's just that kind of way. But I find, since I lived in Germany for so long, I really see exactly the same encroachment that the Nazis did in taking over. And South Africa is one of my studies as well. I've always been fascinated by South Africa because I see the same sort of thing here. And, of course, during apartheid, they initiated the national ID for the Kaffirs, and you know, that's how they rounded them up and picked them up and terrorized them. And so I just don't think your papers, please, is a very good thing to get into or to rely on.
Well, just to correct you on one thing.
Yes, sir. Please do, because, you know,
Oh, absolutely, because the national ID card, which obviously, when it was first introduced, it was called a dompas, and all Africans had to carry a dompas.
Okay.
And it had to prove in what areas they were allowed and what areas they weren't allowed. So if they were picked up on the street and the identification card said they weren't supposed to be in that particular area, they were summarily arrested and carted off.
Right.
In 1976... South Africa introduced the Terrorism Act of 1976, which is hard to even split hairs between that act and the Patriot Act.
Yeah, it just sounds kind of familiar, yes.
It's exactly the same.
Yes.
And we all agreed and approved of this terrorist act because it said that they were going to go after the terrorists, which were the ANC guerrillas of Nelson Mandela.
Right.
So nobody was against it.
Well, because it was for your safety, right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. What are a few freedoms for safety?
But it wasn't soon after that that they introduced a national ID card, which was for everybody. Whites, blacks, coloreds, made no difference.
Okay.
That's pretty much when I said, I'm out of here. And that was, I believe, in 1978 was when the national ID card became a reality in South Africa. And yes, there's no question. It's exactly the same thing as what was passed today. Because today it's passed under the guise, well, it's to stop illegals getting driver's license.
Well, of course, you know, when Hitler did the same thing, it was when the Reichstag was, the burning of the Reichstag, wink, wink, nod, nod, which is what he did. We had to issue ID papers as well, because we had to know who was for us and who was against us. And it's the same thing. It's just history all over again. But unfortunately, those that don't study history,
yes,
get to go through it. And those of us that have studied history really don't want to go there. But I'm afraid that we are the minority. But then we don't have to belly up to the bar for the national ID card either.
Well, it's going to come down to, as we said earlier, this is going to come down to the dictates from Washington on the states, because there's no longer a 10th Amendment. It died a long time ago.
Well, that's what you say.
I think it died with the EPA. I think the EPA was the final straw. A lot of people will go back a little bit further, but obviously the EPA was the first government agency that basically overrode the 10th Amendment.
Well, no, I'm going to correct you.
Okay.
It was the Agriculture Act of 1932 that really put the kibosh on any amendment here, and then of course the bankruptcy of in 1933.
Yeah.
But the Agriculture Act is where all the ugly resides. That's where all the war powers are stored. That's who runs the schools. That's who pays the IRS, the Justice Department, all of those people. So it really comes out of the Agriculture Act. That was when they started to spread their stuff.
Yeah.
The jam on the toast, as it were. But
surprise me and tell me it was Republicans that passed that.
I don't understand Republicans. I don't understand Democrats. I only understand those who are usurping this country and those who aren't.
Yeah, I know. It's like the insanity of the philosophy of one man, one vote, which was passed by Earl Warren, Supreme Court Justice.
Right. Go ahead.
At the same time, they were obviously talking about the Civil Rights Amendment and all that. So
and the impeachment warrant everywhere.
Sure. And that's where I guess we get this horrible phrase that everybody uses, because everybody thinks it's American form of government, called a democracy.
Oh, it just amazes me how ignorant people have to be to say democracy and think it's something to be proud about. I mean, hello, democracy is where anybody that's two dogs that are hungry eat the one dog who isn't. You know, I mean, it's...
A perfect example of democracy in action is South Africa. Because that's what you end up with. Majority rule. Now it's mob rule.
Yes, because if the rights of one man are not preserved, then no one has any rights. And that's what you get in a democracy. At least I was listening to a DVD by... Winston Stroud, who's really he thinks outside the box, very interesting man. And he was even going on about the republic. You know, you have to be very careful about those re-words.
Yes.
All re-words, reconstruction, republic, representative.
Isms.
Yeah, you just have to be very careful when anything has an R-E in front of it, because that means that something else, it poses as something else, or it has been adulterated. And he was saying that he wasn't even happy about a republic, which I had never even questioned before, and because it's just the public all over again. And the publicans, the original, well, it just ends in Roman civil law is what it ends in, which is just really not good.
So where do you think we're going from here?
I hope up. I hope up. It's really amazing, because so many people are so disgruntled now. At least I see that all the time. And I really think this ship is sinking, and they're just as in South Africa, the more draconian it became, the more people fought against it, which is only natural. And when they get so ugly that they don't hide behind the mask, when people become so miserable in whatever it is, form of society they live, then it has to change. And I see it changing now. I see the Supreme Court keeps making decisions that are, that try to throw it back. You know, it swung so far one way. The Supreme Court is trying to bat it back the other way. And but it takes 6 to 7 years for any of that to trickle down into the to the policeman on the street. And, but I see the IRS is just absolutely coming out of their banks. I mean, they are just going. I've never seen such a frenzy, nor have any of my other friends that do research. And we just so to me, it appears that somebody's in trouble. It's either us or them, and I would like to think it's their death throes. Because these agencies just can't continue to run the country and pose as a government.
Well, they're getting more money to do whatever they do.
There is no money, Robbie, so that's a misnomer.
They got the presses.
What
do they care? They print as much as they like.
No, they borrow as much as they like. And when people understand that that debt is firmly affixed on their back, and that that debt is the thing that they're carrying around, the thing that's stooping their shoulders, then, you know, the people just have to say no, no more. And they've gone so far that they don't even claim to be a government. I mean, they'll say the federal government or whatever, but it is only agencies. Agencies absolutely run this country, and Congress set them up to run the country, and it's all under executive authority under the Congress, not under the executive branch.
Well, certainly. I mean, the case in point this week, the big discussion this week was President Bush's budget. Well, the Constitution doesn't give the president the power to bring a budget before Congress. That's the purview of Congress.
Well, yes, yeah, the purview of Congress, and the president is only a diplomat to deal with other national leaders. Nothing to do with the country. And when people, when he gets on and he gives States of the Union and he tells the people what he's going to do and he issues executive orders, et cetera, et cetera, people don't even blink. They think the president dictates, sets the law or dictates. But still, even behind the president, because he's not an officer, he enters the office of the president. They're all the office of, but we have no officers. He himself has an employee affidavit.
You ever done a radio show with D.V. Kidd?
No.
Would you like to?
Well,
I'd love to get you two together.
Oh, gee, where have I heard that before?
Moving on.
That's the first time I ever heard that.
Yeah.
I've never even spoken with her.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
You're both on the same plane.
Yeah, well, I'm not happy about these agencies that have usurped this country. But I do see cracks in the armor. I see many, many cracks in the armor. And the fact that they're becoming more draconian is a good sign.
Absolutely. You know, I always revert to my experiences in South Africa to try and explain stuff here today. And as you said to me earlier today, there's many, many parallels. One of the dangers that I saw in South Africa was when all these laws came into being, what it effectively did was it shut down any opposition to official government policy.
Yeah.
Because if you spoke out against the government, you were automatically put in a box as a suspected terrorist.
Of course. Their files started on you, and then they started the surveillance, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, yes, exactly. Exactly the same thing that's happening here. And as I told you earlier, I've always been fascinated with the South Africa. I've been watching it since the Soweto riots in 1962. And I'm a film buff, so I watch everything I can about South Africa as well. Like Cry Freedom is just one of my favorite films. To do with Stephen Biko, and there's a film called The Power of One that I just think is one of the most magnificent movies that I've ever seen. It's aesthetically pleasing as well as morally pleasing. But
Well, the difference with Stephen Biko, and a lot of people just automatically put all blacks in the same pile. And just so they know, Stephen Biko was not of the same mindset as Nelson Mandela and Spear of the Nation, which advocated, obviously, the violent overthrow of the South African government.
No.
Stephen Biko was a... He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And trying to do something that would most probably have benefited everybody. But unfortunately, he was lumped in with the ANC and Nelson Mandela, and subsequently that's what led to his demise.
Well, of course, anybody would be, because that way they could be labeled a terrorist.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
No question about that.
But the thing that always haunted me at the end of the movie Cry Freedom was where they run that list of the people who killed themselves in jail, Stephen Biko being among them, of course. You know, flung himself at the bars until he killed himself.
Yeah. Desi Andrews, guest for this hour, what's left of it, and the next hour, and we'll be back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Good night.
Newbank, my friends. Stacey Andrews with us, talking about stuff. Don't ask me why it always ends up in South Africa.
Because it's interesting.
Yeah. I actually even knew Donald Woods, who was the editor.
Oh, you did?
Sure, Daily Dispatch.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was, he had to flee as well.
Yes, he did. I mean...
We all had to flee.
Well, and you know, when he left the, you know, he left the country and then met his family and then flew out and they had to fly over South Africa and they were afraid they'd be shot down. I mean, it was a very harrowing experience.
Well, fortunately for me, I wasn't worried about getting shot down, but I was thankful when I left when I did.
And when did you leave?
That was 1978.
So before the good times began to roll, huh?
Well, put it this way. In 1978, things were, for me, the writing was on the wall. I mean, I saw the government in its death throes. And because I was a DJ on a radio station, and just because I was, you know, I had an opinion and I was vocal, life wasn't, it was a little unpleasant, but... But the my point is of this whole thing is it's the same thing. I mean, it's déjà vu.
It must be. I mean, how do you feel watching this?
Frustrated because you know I've been doing this for a while, and sometimes the frustrate. We by the way, talking about frustrations. We've been talking about frustrations on this network for a while now. But it is. It's. I guess it's just the apathy of the people, you know, who just don't seem to understand what's coming down the pike. It's like I'm the guy that's standing on the dock of Southampton, waving at the people who are sailing away
on the
Titanic, going, "Hey, wait, come back!
You don't need to go. Don't you know about the icebergs?" Yeah, I know. It's just so it's crazy, you know, being a student of history to have seen this same thing happen over and over, and it's absolutely inevitable. The answer, I mean, there's just no question about it, and I would like to. Speed it along or not make it happen or not allow it to happen, one or the other. Unfortunately, things normally run their course, and that's as old as time itself. The Roman Empire fell, the Greeks fell. They all get decadent and fall down and go boom.
Well, I guess it's kind of like the drunk who doesn't know he's a drunk until the one day when he does fall down and suddenly realizes that he has a problem. I guess that's what it's got to take.
Well, I just think that so many people go to their... I mean, you can say that the EPA was the thing that brought the federal government, and I say that the television was the thing that doomed this country.
That is a pity we don't have a four-hour show. When we come back after the short break, we'll pick up some callers, Fred and Richard, and spend some more time with Desi Andrews. After these short messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.